wherever you go today, if people are talking about sports, they're going to be talking about Myles Garrett against Mason Rudolph, Browns, Steelers, 8 seconds to go in last night's Thursday night game, and they should. When Myles Garrett is swinging Mason Rudolph's own helmet at Rudolph after he ripped it off of Rudolph's head and clubs him, that's a weapon. A helmet is a violent weapon. Nobody can defend what Myles Garrett did last night. Now, there's some Browns fans, I've already heard from them today, that said if you look at the tape from a different angle, you will see that Mason Rudolph instigated this by swinging his leg up between the legs of Garrett. That doesn't matter. It's never the first act. It's the second. A helmet being swung at somebody's head is much, 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 much more worse than a foot being aimed between the legs. In the sport of football, helmets are not supposed to ever be ripped off. So if you're trying to defend Myles Garrett today, and I know it's like hot take central, let's make sure that Myles Garrett gets his run, or if you're a Browns fan, you saw nothing wrong with last night, let me fill you in on something. What happened last night is the worst part of the NFL. Here's Myles Garrett.
That is embarrassing. Now, what I did was foolish, and I shouldn't allow myself to slip like that. That's out of character, but situation like that where, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, with that last play and what happened.
It's going to hurt the Browns. He's a former number one overall pick. He's a player that is an impact guy out on the field, no question. But what he did to Mason Rudolph, inexcusable. Here's Rudolph last night.
Pretty cowardly, kind of pretty bush league, which, there's plenty of tape out there to watch. I haven't seen it replay, but yes, I really haven't seen it, anything like that yet.
So here's a bigger take on this. The Browns were penalized 18 times in the game, accepted penalties 18 times against Tennessee earlier this season. There's been a narrative out there that because they are one of the most penalized teams, that they are dirty. Now, I don't know that. I'm not in Cleveland. I can just look at it from afar. I know this is the bigger story, though. The NFL, if they're truly serious about player safety, and they say they are, but when you have Thursday night football games 4 days after these guys are in car crashes on a Sunday, and you ask them to go through it all over again, and I see the players that are beat up, damaged when they're done with the NFL, if they're truly serious, then Myles Garrett does not get back on the field for the rest of this season. If they want to suspend him for 4 games, essentially what they're saying is, we want to make sure that he is out on the field late in the year because it's going to make for great buildup, great hype, and great ratings and great numbers, and player safety be damned. This will be the business side. Let's keep Myles Garrett out on the field at some point this season, but we're going to penalize him, for 3 games, 4 games. No, swinging a helmet violently, swinging the quarterback's own helmet after you ripped it off his head violently. Now, there's going to be those that are Browns fans that will say, I'm not picking on Browns fans, it's just your fans. So, of course, you're going to think there's nothing wrong that happened last night with Myles Garrett. Of course, you're going to be one of those that says there should be no suspensions. Well, what about Pouncey? And what about what he did? Man, they should really come after him. No, it's the act that we all saw where the helmet of the quarterback got ripped off by your own player for Cleveland. No way you can defend that. None. Zero. Zip. Right. One last thought before I get out of here for the day. And that is, I hope that Patrick Peterson plays on Sunday at San Francisco against the 49ers, because a couple of weeks ago when he played against San Fran, it was one of the worst games that I can remember Patrick Peterson having in his career with the Cardinals. And things are changing with him. Okay. Same with David Johnson. Many fans have seen enough of those two players in a Cardinal uniform. I would defend David Johnson all day long, and I said it back when Bruce Arians was just abusing him. He really was. David Johnson was carrying the load much more than a running back should. It's because the Cardinals had no one else out there. And so what do you know? He's starting to break down. He's starting to not look like the same running back. He has a big contract. The Cardinals are the ones that gave it to him, much like they gave a big contract to Tyrann Mathieu, and then he got out of here, okay? But he's still being productive. Can David Johnson be a productive down in and down out back in the NFL? I don't know that anymore. He's also become a family man, and he's married, and he's got people that are probably saying, hey, protect yourself. You've got these kids here. You've got your big contract. It's normal. It happens in sports. Hey, get out to a high school football playoff game tonight. That's what I'm going to do. Chandler and Chaparral for me. Have a great day. Looking at it,